but you could hardly say it about soda. Johnny came back then and sat down beside me. He looked around for Dally, then managed to shy hi to the girls and tried to watch the movie. He was nervous, though. Johnny was always nervous around strangers. Cherry looked at him, sizing him up as she had me. Then she smiled softly, and I knew she had sized him up right. Dally came striding back with an arm full of Cokes. He handed one to each of the girls and sat down beside Cherry. "This might cool you off." She gave him an incredulous look. And then she threw her Coke in his face. "That might cool you off, greaser. After you wash your mouth and learn to talk and act decent, I might cool off, too." Dally wiped the Coke off his face with his sleeve and smiled dangerously. If I had been Cherry, I would have beat it out of there. I knew that smile.
"Fiery, huh? Well, that's just the way I like 'em."
He started to put his arm around her, but Johnny reached over and stopped him. "Leave her alone, Dally."
"Huh?"
Dally was taken off guard. He stared at Johnny in disbelief. Johnny couldn't say boo to a goose. Johnny gulped and got a little pale, but he said, "You heard me. Leave her alone."
Dallas scowled for a second. If it had been me or Two-Bit or Soda or Steve or anyone but Johnny, Dally would have flattened him without a moment's hesitation. You just didn't tell Dally Winston what to do. One time in a dime store, a guy told him to move over at the candy counter. Dally had turned around and belted him so hard it knocked a tooth loose. A complete stranger, too. But Johnny was the gang's pet, and Dally just couldn't hit him. He was Dally's pet, too. Dally got up and stalked off, his fists jammed in his pockets and a frown on his face. He didn't come back. Cherry sighed in relief. "Thanks. He had me scared to death." Johnny managed an admiring grin. You sure didn't show it. Nobody talks to Dally like that."
She smiled. "From what I saw, you do."
Johnny's ears got red. I was still staring at him. It had taken more than nerve for him to say what he'd said to Dally. Johnny worshipped the ground Dallas walked on, and I had never heard Johnny talk back to anyone, much less his hero. Marcia grinned at us. She was a little smaller than Cherry. She was cute, but that Cherry Valance was a real looker.
"Y'all sit up here with us. You can protect us."
Johnny and I looked at each other. He grinned suddenly, raising his eyebrows so that they disappeared under his bangs. "Would we ever have something to tell the boys?" his eyes said plainly. We had picked up two girls, and classy ones at that. Not any greasy broads for us, but real socias. Soda would flip when I told him.
"Okay," I said nonchalantly. "Might as well."
I sat between them, and Johnny sat next to Cherry.
"How old are y'all?" Marcia asked.
14, I said.
16,
said Johnny.
"That's funny. I thought you were both..."
16,
Cherry finished for her. I was grateful. Johnny looked 14, and he knew it, and it bugged him something awful. Johnny grinned. "How come y'all ain't scared of us like you were Dally?"
Cherry sighed. "Oh, you two are too sweet to scare anyone. First of all, you didn't join in Dallas's dirty talk, and you made him leave us alone. And when we asked you to sit up here with us, you didn't act like it was an invitation to make out for the night. Besides that, I've heard about Dallas Winston, and he looked as hard as nails and twice as tough. And you two don't look mean."
"Sure," I said tiredly. "We're young and innocent."
"No," Cherry said slowly, looking at me carefully. "Not innocent. You seem too much to be innocent. Just not dirty."
"Dally's okay," Johnny said defensively, and I nodded. "You take up for your buddies, no matter what they do. When you're a gang, you stick up for the members. If you don't stick up for them, stick together, make like brothers, it isn't a gang anymore. It's a pack. A snarling, distrustful, bickering pack like the socias in their social clubs, or the street gangs in New York, or the wolves in the timber. He's tough, but he's a cool old guy. He'd leave you alone if he knew you, I said, and that was true. When Steve's cousin from Kansas came down, Dally was decent to her and watched his swearing. We all did around nice girls who were the cousinly type. I don't know how to explain it. We try to be nice to the girls we see once in a while, like cousins or the girls in class. But we still watch a nice girl go by on a street corner and say all kinds of lousy stuff about her. Don't ask me why. I don't know why. Well, Marcia said with finality, I'm glad he doesn't know us.
I kind of admire him, Cherry said softly, so only I heard.